We're in the middle of the Mishnah we were learning yesterday in Sefer Zvachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey, which is discussing that there are certain times, certain things which were placed on the Mizbeach, that it's necessary to remove them and that they should not be consumed on the altar. Hasemer Shibarashi Kvasim, when it comes to the wool which is found on the head of the sheep, the Haseor Shibizkan Tiyoshim, as well as the facial hair found on other animals, Atsamos, the bones, Gidim, the sinews, Vekranim, Tolafayim, all these different things which are external parts of the animal, not the actual flesh or the meat which is consumed, including the horns. So the Mishnah says, Bizman Shehin Mechubarim, provided that all these things are still attached, they're Mechubar, they're connected to the animal, it's all whole, then Yalu. In that situation, then it can be also brought up together with the rest. In other words, when it comes to this carbon, really it's the basar and the dam, it's the blood which is sprinkled on the Mizbeach, the basar, the flesh of the behemoth, the animal, that's what's consumed on the altar, nothing else. However, if you have all these other things which are external, the hair, the horns, whatnot, so the fact that it's mechubar, since it's still part of the animal, it hasn't been separated as now it's a different entity, so that it could also be brought in the Mizbeach Shnemar, and we support this by the Pasuk that says, Ahikdi Arkoin as Hakol HaMizbecha. Why does that to say that as Hakol, that all of it can be brought in the Mizbeach? Obviously come to include that provided that it's all connected as kol, as one, then it could all be consumed there. However, Perishu says the Mishnah, as soon as these things have been separated, so for example, the wool on this, the head of the sheep, which was already now removed, so now you can, it's not connected, it's a separate part, once that happens, l'yalu, we no longer will allow that to be brought in the Mizbeach. Now, as the Pasuk says, now this Pasuk is a miut, excludes things, yosisa olasecha habasav hadam. It says, regarding to your ola, when it comes to this elevation offering, one should bring the basar and the dam, the blood and the meat, which therefore, obviously it's coming to exclude things, and we're saying, as the Mishnah says, it's coming to exclude these other external factors that have been separated.